Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You guys should have given me bread.
A child arrived just
it's going to get dark in here.
He came right into the world and
just letting you know. This is from Rob in Baltimore. Talk about favorite father-son duels. Best father-son interracial team. He says, Rob, my last name says it all along. Ed, who's your daddy, Norris? I'll let you decide who the daddy is. But he did say team.
He did. This is Harry Chapin, one of my favorites. Spoke at my high school graduation. He was a
he did
alumni.
He from
alumni.
New York.
He's from my high school. He shocked everybody because a place where 98% of kids going to college.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a speech about they don't have to go to college; you can pursue other dreams.
Really,
that's where the song Taxi came from. He was in the aeronautical program at high school. He was supposed to go to the Air Force Academy. Instead, he ended up driving a taxi and became a musician. And you could see the principal on down all like, you know, clutching their chest that he was actually saying this at the high school graduation. But
dope!
It's one of those moments.
It was like a helmet. Dope! Yeah. Joining us right now from Terrapin Times, he is my man Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, first of all, happy Father's Day to you in advance.
Likewise to you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Who is Jalen Duncan and what does he bring to the Maryland football program?
Wow, big fireworks last night, guys. You know, we're in the middle of summer, but the recruiting machine keeps grinding along for football and basketball. Jalen Duncan, 4-star All-American offensive tackle at St. Francis here in Baltimore, 6'6", 300, a big jumbo athlete. Many consider him a top 75 consensus player, all positions. He became Maryland's 9th verbal commitment for 2018 last night. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, everybody was after Duncan. Big, nimble guy, long arm, strider. That's four stars among their first 9 commits, 3 of which are offense or defensive linemen. We know how Maryland needs more beef in the Big Ten, in the trenches, and it's very symbolic and important. St. Francis is the new rising power, of course, in Baltimore. I expect Biff Hoagie to be announced soon as the new head coach there. Obviously, he was at Michigan this past year. He'll replicate, I'm sure, what he did at Gilman at St. Francis, and they've already got all kind of elite athletes rolling in there, and Jalen Duncan is one of them.
Now, this is big news with Duncan. However, how much is it going to help this team? Because I was just checking the Las Vegas sportsbook, and the Terps are projected to win 3 games because of the difficulty of schedule.
And the conference or overall?
Overall. Wow.
Well, Jalen still has to play his senior year of high school. Actually, he still has to finish up his junior responsibilities here this week.
He's not finished junior year yet?
Remember, this is 2018.
Yes.
So, oh, that's right.
He's a young pup still, but bodes well for the future. Maryland's class was ranked, now these are very early
rankings. It's top 20, right?
Well, it was 26 before the Duncan commitment, right. So this will push them into the top 20.
Yeah.
So, obviously,
yeah.
We're a long way away from February and signing period, but a good sign, last year, of course, losing Josh Kando from Baltimore, the 4-to-5-star lineman, to Florida State after he had been committed for several months. This is good to get back in Baltimore. And then, of course, last month we discussed the Calvert Hall linebacker commitment, Chance Campbell, who committed to Maryland. And it had been 20-plus years since Maryland had gotten kind of an elite 3-star or up kid from Calvert Hall itself. So good signs out of Baltimore.
Yeah, there you go, Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's going on in college basketball right now? Any commitments or anyone close to committing?
Yeah, just a quick note. I expect Rob Vaughn to be announced today as new baseball coach at Maryland.
Okay.
He was associate head coach, great recruiter, real offensive mind. And, of course, Maryland just had 6 guys drafted in the Major League draft this week, which tied their most ever. But anyhow, basketball, obviously Aaron Wiggins is on board. We discussed him last week, the 4-star wing at North Carolina. This past weekend, 2 4-stars visited. Keldon Johnson, the 4-star 6'6" wing out of West Virginia, Maryland, Texas, Georgetown, UCLA for him, and then Devin Dotson, who's really become a crucial piece if they can get him, the 4-star point guard out of North Carolina. He visited on Monday, Florida, Kansas, Maryland, and others, as they continue to build this 2018 class. The tough news this week was Kiara Leslie from the women's team. She's going to graduate and transfer to NC State as a post-grad. She had the broken ankle last year. Really never got out of the injury right at Maryland and wasn't able to contribute. Of course, CJ Leslie's little sister. So they've lost a couple this offseason. But I love the pickup Brenda got in top 75 point guard Shanice Lewis last month.
That was awesome. That was real quick before I let you go. Baseball coach John, what was it, Zach? Is that how you pronounce it?
John Sheff.
Don Sheff. He left for Virginia Tech. Why? Maryland baseball program seemed like it was on the rise.
Yeah, but if you look at Tech's facilities, their resources, their budget for baseball are all considerably higher than Maryland. Again, it's a southern or more southern school. A lot of baseball coaches tend to gravitate to the southern climes if they can. But, he was in demand. He was a finalist for the Tennessee job last month. Last year, he was a finalist for the Clemson job. Eric Bakich, before him, got the program up and going to a level here at Maryland. Then went to Michigan, which had more bells and whistles and money for baseball as well. Sheff did the same thing 3 of the last 4 years in the postseason, top 20 recruit classes, and Rob Vaughn was very key in their recruiting efforts. So it was good for program continuity, keeping all the commits and so forth.
Besides, we want non-conference games in Indiana and Michigan or non-conference games in Tallahassee and Miami. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, Keith, have yourself a good weekend. Thanks a lot, my man.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.